Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 24th of September. EPL preview, as always. Scotty is here with us. How are you, Scott? Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ian. Really good to be here. Thank you very much. How are yourself?
All right, Mucko. I've had a bit of a stressful week. I've not done any podcasts this week. We've had a few tech and Excel issues and just some other bits going on. And obviously, Sam's gone to Malta. So they're all out there, and that's not going all hunky-dory, but we'll see what happens at the minute. Yeah, it's just been one of them weeks, but hopefully we'll get back into it and get back to normal podcast next week.
I hope so. And how was Ricky, quickly? I just asked you that. How was Ricky?
Gervais last night with my son. Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely. The stuff he says and talks about, and I'm not going to say much because I know there's a couple of FTS people going.
Oh, you're going, yeah.
A lot of it is. He could actually come on this podcast and say the same as I've been saying for a long time.
Relevant. Yeah.
He did ghosts. He did Boris. He did a bit of everything. So we're quite closely aligned. But he's a very, very, for me, I find him a very funny individual.
Oh, we really like him.
I think that's the third time I've seen him there. I didn't see the first two live, but his last three. And was really funny. Really, very, 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 very entertaining. Couple of hours went very quickly.
Oh,
one of them come out, you've been laughing a lot of it. You can't even remember what he said. He moves on and it just.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, of course, I did real life issues, son. And Spice Girls poll. I knew that loads of people would reply. We got 213 people respond to that.
Did you not have enough boxes then? Because you only put four of the five.
We only do four on a Twitter poll.
All right.
And we came up with Baby. She's not in anymore. Anyway, she fucked off years ago, didn't she? It's like a sort of. You know, you did the summer school, didn't you? You did a sort of Myers-Briggs test at the start of the summer.
Yeah, I did all, yeah.
That's right. Well, this is like the FTS version of Myers-Briggs. I keep asking these questions. I'm going to ask a few more. I keep asking these questions, and how people answer is I gauge how people are in life. See, and eventually at the end of it, I'll publish a thesis that if you answered X, Y, Z, you're a twat. If you answered this, you're a numpty. And they'll be left with about 1% that will say, actually, you've got a chance in life.
Why do I need to answer them? Because you think all of those of me are ready.
Well, I mean, the minute that you said to me that it was posh, you know where you stand. I mean, she doesn't even get on there because she's the absolute last of the five.
No way, back then.
No.
You were the prettiest of them all.
But it's not, I said favourite. I didn't say who did you think best looking.
Oh, right, okay.
I mean, I can't bear your team, Liverpool. I can't, they're fucking horrendous. Horrendous. And the best Spice Girl is a mad Liverpool fan. It is sporty by a mile.
Yeah, she's got the best voice. I saw someone say about she has got the best voice.
By an absolute mile. It is Mel C.
Her album's excellent.
It is Mel C by an absolute mile. The rest just pale into insignificance. Yeah. You got Scary and Posh are down the bottom. Ginger. I don't really know why people went for Ginger, but she's nothing wrong with her. Inoffensive, I guess. No. Steve Williamson sent me a message saying that when he was DJing, he was at a gig that she was doing and he was talking to the helicopter pilot who dropped her off, and the helicopter pilot called Ginger, just said Ginger's a foul mouth bitch. but mind you, I can't say anything the way I carry on this pod, so that's fair enough. And then Baby's just a nothing, isn't she? She's just she's just vanilla. You can't not like her. She's fine. But the 22% who said sporty, they are moving to the top echelons of the FTS personality test. There you go.
I might have answered that on the actual poll because Posh wasn't there. I just went on voice.
You're going down as Posh on the full detailed thesis when it gets to the end. That's it. So there's that. So we've done Ricky. Your Sam's in Malta. We've done the personality test. I've had to pay someone this morning. This is a new thing. Another reason I'm a little bit late. I mean, as you know, I move a lot of money around.
Yeah.
And it is torturous trying to deal with banks, particularly gambling money and sending thousands of pounds to people. And I I got fed up with all these fraud checks and all that. It was driving me mad. I've had a, you know, since lockdown when I've been shipping people out money, it's been driving me nuts. Everything is a phone call and what's this for and money laundering and this, that and the other. And I registered for biometric approval of payments.
Oh, right.
Which I knew nothing about. I thought it might be fingerprints or just...
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
But it isn't. The first time it came up today, I've paid someone some money online. It's then said I've got to go to the phone to approve the payment.
Oh.
It's come up on my phone like that. So I thought it was just going to be like a Face ID thing.
Yeah.
But it activates your camera and you got to put your face in your camera and then blink.
Oh, my God.
So I genuinely couldn't get it to work. I've spent like 15 minutes standing, just blinking into my phone.
You look tired.
With my glasses on, my glasses off, and it just kept saying, do you want to try again? Do you want to try again? It did eventually work, but I thought, is that the best that mankind can come up with, that now we've got to look in a phone and blink like a fucking lunatic to pay
That's
something?
Crazy.
So, yeah.
Pay for the privilege.
Yeah, so that was another 15 minutes of my life. What else have I got? I'm going to do this Monday. I'm going to talk about Tolstoy on Monday. I'm going to talk about foxes and hedgehogs.
Oh, right.
There you are. We're going to take the pod up on Monday. Right, let's go. We've got to do this because I've got to crack on. Oh, and of course, we've got the Ryder Cup starting. I think it tees off any time now. I think Europe, a big price. I put on there, I think I really fancy Cantlay and Schofield today to beat Poulter and McIlroy. I like Casey and Hovland's price, but I think Europe are too big, genuinely. But first session in America. America haven't lost the first session in the last six Ryder Cups. I think with home advantage, I don't think they'll lose this session. I think you'll be able to back Europe at a bigger price. I'm not saying Europe will win, but I definitely think Europe will trade. So after the foursomes are finished, I think we're 3.5, 3.55 when I looked at this morning last night. So I would imagine you'll be able to get something over four if we lose the first session, back them, and then we will come back into it. I think America will probably win, but I think it'll be a lot closer than people make out. But I do think that I think the first session will be key. If obviously we win the first session and shorten, I'd leave it alone, and then I'll look later on in the tournament and see what happens. But let's move into the football, son. Right. Two big games to start tomorrow lunchtime. Chelsea versus City. The market can't split Chelsea. When I looked, they were 2.84 Chelsea, 2.82 City. Chelsea have only, obviously with a Tuchel, it's a completely different Chelsea. They've played three home games against top six teams under this guy and lost none of them. They didn't really have a test last week against Spurs. I know some people felt that Tottenham for 20 minutes were, but did the keeper make a save? I can't remember the keeper making a save. And the second half was an absolute procession. We landed the old fill your boots, two out of two on the fill your boots. Haven't got a fill your boots this week, but they were two out of two on the fill your boots. I understand that game. I mean, obviously I was at it, that there was a big drift on Chelsea as well, pre-kickoff.
Yeah, there was.
And that just tells you, obviously, Betfair is so efficient, isn't it? The market's always right and so efficient that no one can ever beat it, and couldn't beat closing lines, so we can't possibly win. And all that, well, that'll fucking get them going, won't it? Oops, what have I said? This should be a good game. Chelsea won the Champions League final against them. I don't think that Chelsea will get beat here. I haven't got a bet in the game. You know, it's two fantastic sides, I think. I fancy Chelsea might nick this. I think it might be a 1-0, 2-1 Chelsea. They are going to take some stopping this season from watching them, particularly close up last week. They won 3-0 against Spurs in an absolute canter without breaking sweat.
Could have been more at the end.
Oh, easily, yeah. I mean, yeah. Lloris was like an acrobat for some of it, wasn't he? So, yeah. So for me, no bet, but I think Chelsea might nick it.
Yeah, and for me, from what I've seen... I looked at the odds. I think Chelsea should be favourites to win the league from what I've seen. They haven't got a weakness at all. And like you, I fancy them to win it 1-0, 2-0, something like that. I'm not doing goals or anything. I was tempted on Man City cards, but I just got slight doubts, even though they've got 2 and 9 of the last 11 visits, but it's been a bit inconsistent cards last week, so I'm leaving that game for me.
Okay, mate, so nothing in that one.
No.
And then at the same time, I had to double check they were kicking off at the same time.
Yeah, I was surprised.
But they are United v Villa. Obviously, I got Villa horribly wrong last week. I said lay Villa home to Everton, and they ended up beating them 3-0. I didn't see the game, but you know the goals. It was 0-0 at half time, I think.
Yeah, it was.
United beat West Ham, you know, scoring late last week, and then we were at Chelsea, but only hearing it, Noble came on, and he only brought him on to take the penalty kick, and he missed it. And then West Ham obviously went up there and beat United in the cup. For me, it is all about the manager there. You know, I keep saying another trophy that Ollie's not going to win. United 1.42, 5.3 the draw, 8.8 Villa. United have only lost one of their last 25 home games against mid-table teams. They've won 16, drawn 8. 15 of those have gone under 2.5 as well. If I was having a bet, which I'm not, I do think that laying the overs might be a play and back it, but just as a little sort of almost scalpy type trade. But other than that, I've got nothing that I looked at. United may win, they may not. I genuinely have no opinion on the game whatsoever. Over to you, son.
Yeah, well, I just haven't looked at the game. I like look of overs. I actually think because I've watched both of them play in that Sporting Index goes 3 to 3.2, so you would have to buy to get. You'd need to get 4 goals. Exchange is 1.65, and I'm gonna have a go on that.
Okay, so you're liking the overs.
Yeah,
we're at.
I would like to have got a bit better price, but I do think it's. I do see 2-1, 3-1 home win. So I was the better price is both teams to score, but that caught me out last week. So I'm playing a bit safer and going the overs.
Okay, so you're going over 2.5 United Villa. I don't think it will be, but best of luck to you, son.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Let's hope that the money one lands and I'm wrong. I'm not saying I'm wrong. All I said is ill trade. That's all I say.
Yeah.
Ill trade, but let's just be clear. Right, next, Everton up against Norwich. Everton 1.69. Norwich have lost 5 out of 5, and they're not going to be winning this one either. It's not a fill your boots because of the price, not quite fill your boots territory. But I couldn't put people backing the Toffees here to bounce back. I'm going to put last week down as an apparition that Benitez is going to get hold of. Obviously, they've moved Rodriguez on in the week, which I think may help the camp. Couldn't put you off backing Everton home to Dross. Not an official bet, but I do think Everton will polish this up fairly simply.
Yeah, I agree. If Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison were both playing, I'd have been all over Everton to score a couple. But as they're both missing, that's put me off. But I can't see them not winning this game. So, yeah, agree with you.
Yeah. Okay, next one we got Leeds West Ham, and I have to say it's getting fucking nauseous having to keep saying about West Ham's improvement. I used to like it when they were shit, I'll be honest. Leeds yet to win, 3 points in 5 games. I've said it before though this season. Sheffield United maybe not as bad, but
not as bad. But I do agree, and I'm not as big a fan of Bielsa as a lot of people are either.
And apparently there's a load of players out for Leeds as well. I think they've got quite a list that's going to... I think Bamford's out, the midfielder, what Phillips. I think they're all at risk of not playing. It's no bet for me, but if it was a gun to me head, I'd be laying Leeds. You know, West Ham are turning into a decent outfit, and I don't think Leeds... Will, you know, they are a strange team, Leeds, because they do turn in the odd performance, or they did last season. It's a lot looking that way now, but yeah, you know, I don't think they'll win this up if I was me laying Leeds.
Yeah, I agree. I like goals again. Exchange is 1.67 for over 2.5 goals. Sporting Index goes 3 to 3.2, again needing 4. Leeds have seen 3 of their 5 games go over, but for poor finishing, it should have been 5 from 5, so I saw the other 2. West Ham have seen four of their five go overs. And the only game that didn't was 0-0 away to Southampton. So I could see a 2-1 West Ham win here. So overs for me. And I like cards. Leeds to get two or more cards, 1.80 at Bet365. Leeds have got at least two cards in all five of the league games so far. And in the last 20 here, they've averaged 1.8. And seven of the last 10 here, this has landed. And I think they'll be up against it in a hard game again, where, unfortunately for you, I think West Ham may get the points. And, yeah, I can see them getting a couple, no problem. So, yeah, that's, for me, two bets in that game.
Right, OK, mate. Good. Best of luck with them. I don't think I've got a bet, actually, this week, looking through them all. Leicester versus Burnley. Burnley have lost four out of five. Leicester, a very indifferent start. Three losses, two wins. Again, I think Leicester will win, but I wouldn't want to back them at 1.6. They've had some dubious home form last season as well, and I do think he'll sort them out and get them going, as I do think Burnley will improve. But it becomes one of those things with Burnley. If this goes on another 3-4 games, they're going to find themselves in a sort of West Bromy type situation last season, where it becomes really hard. I think Leicester win this, but I couldn't back him at the price.
Yeah, and I agree. Leicester, I think said last week, haven't convinced at all this season, and obviously that showed again with their loss. I've seen some of Burnley's games, and they've actually been better than the results suggest as well. They've actually put in some decent performances, but still lost. I think Leicester will win it, but I don't think it's as clear cut as the odds suggest.
Okay, sir.
I've got nothing.
Full agreement with you there, perfectly. Watford versus Newcastle. Watford on 6 points, won two out of five. Newcastle yet to win. Bruce out. Hashtag Bruce out.
No surprise there.
Interestingly enough, I'll sort of look back at Watford when they've been mid-table playing teams in the bottom six, sort of pre their relegation and since they've been back. And they've only lost two out of 17 at home. Given a side that went down, I thought that was quite an impressive record. Yeah,
so I didn't know that.
It shows you how shit they must have been away from home. and obviously they've had a cotchula managers. You know, they have that period when it was like a revolving door of managers at that time. So I think Watford are going to win this. It's not enough in the price for me to have a bet, but I do think Watford are going to put the Toon army in a bit further despair. Have the old Bruce out in full cry come the end of the game. What is it? It's a 3 o'clock Saturday game. So come 5 o'clock Saturday, Twitter will be lighting up with Bruce out, and that was shambolic. So again, not a bet for me, but I do think Watford are going to beat them.
Yeah, and I don't disagree. I'm happy to avoid this. I've got nothing on the game. Two not very good teams, like you said, and Watford got a good 3-1 win away at Norwich last time out. Beat Villa at home as well. I would say I don't see Newcastle winning, that's for sure.
Next up is Brentford versus your mob Liverpool. Brentford 7.4, Liverpool 1.51. obviously we've got limited info on Brentford in this league, so I've got nothing. I think this might be a good game. If it wasn't Liverpool, I'd watch it, but there you go. Liverpool will probably find a way to win this game and win it. But again, I wouldn't want to back either at the prices. Just a price thing for me. I do think Liverpool will probably win, but I don't want to back them at 1.5.
Yeah.
Over to you, son.
Yeah, I do have something for this. I do agree. I was half tempted, but on Brentford to score at 1.7, because I've watched most of Liverpool's games, and they've not, even though they've got clean sheets, they should have conceded in each of them apart from Norwich. And even that was close. But I've decided not to. But I do like cards because I found some value. Brentford have got 10 yellows and one red in their five games this season so far. And at least three cards in the last three played. And the ref has done three Brentford home games in the past and given them two in each of those. And then for a hard game for them, I think it's surely worth a bet. Skybet go 1.73. And Bet365 goes just 1.53, so that's rare, it's the other way around. Sporting Index go 18 to 21, so that's 10 points for a yellow. So that's three yellows or one red. So I think that's a really good bet at 1.73 with Sky Bet compared to Bet365. And that's for me.
Okay, son. So that's the Saturday games cleaned up. We then move on to Sunday. First up is Saints versus Wolves. Saints 2.78, 3.3 the draw, 2.92 Wolves. Two poorish sides. I think they're next to each other in the table, 15th, 16th, something like that. Wolves, you can't get involved in goals market. Unless they're playing even big sides, they don't get whacked. It's just two poor sides.
Yeah.
Waste of 90 minutes for me, basically. I think Peter Webb, he's a Saints fan. I think he tweeted that he thought Saints were a big price. I make them maybe slightly, but nothing in it for me. You know, they can be shite, Southampton. Wolves obviously came back from 2-0 down against us in the week. Yeah, it's just a waste of 90 minutes. Move on. Gun to me head, I couldn't tell you. Draw, maybe. Go on.
Yeah, and I think the same. Yeah, it's a very unpredictable game. You know, what Wolves' front line's going to turn up? You know, they're going to create plenty of chances and miss loads. It makes them very unpredictable, doesn't it? Because if they concede, are they going to score or lose it? Or do they click? You just don't know, do you? You're purely guessing.
That's fine.
And I looked at cards as usual. Wolves was, unfortunately, the odds are just really low. So it's one of those things that people watching the game and get towards halftime. Wolves haven't got any cards. Maybe a couple of cards in the game in the second half. But yeah, unfortunately, too low pre-match. So I've got nothing.
Okay, so and then funnily enough, I've got a little bit to say about the next game on a Sunday.
Oh, right. I'm surprised.
And it is, of course, the North London Derby.
I thought you were talking about Crystal Palace Brighton. Oh, no, it's Monday.
And this version of the North London Derby is at the Emirates at 4:30 on Sunday. I tweeted in Monday or Tuesday that 2.44 Arsenal was a silly price.
Thank you. Yeah, you did.
They're 2.32 when I looked last. I mean, I do obviously talk about Spurs more because I watch them more and go, and I've got a vested interest. I don't want to make this a bashing Spurs podcast, but invariably it does end up that way. People do say to me that I'm down on Spurs.
Why do you think you're honest?
Just because they're my team. Well, exactly. I don't think I am down on Spurs because they're my team.
I don't.
I think I'm realistic about
them. Yeah, if they're doing well, you're up on Spurs, and if they're not, they're not.
And they're going to turn into a team that I think people can make a few quid off going forward because they're going to be wrongly priced.
A bit like Liverpool used to be.
Not quite to that extent, but certainly, you know, I mean, a lot of Asian money used to drive it. And Tottenham don't have that sort of appeal, but there's definitely going to be some opportunities to make money on this side going forward. And there is an element, of course, because I watch them, but I've analysed football teams, trends, prices, markets for over 15 years.
Yeah.
This is a piss poor Spurs team. It is horrendous. Been a horrendous few years. You know, went 12 months without winning an away game, going back to the Pochettino era. You've got a manager that wasn't wanted. He's 9th, 10th choice, whatever he was, off that circus in the summer. You've got players that they want to get rid of that they couldn't get rid of, the likes of Winks, Dyer, people they were trying to shift on. You've got players who want to leave who they wouldn't let leave in Kane.
And now not looking quite themselves since.
Yeah, you've got players who they've paid £65 million for who can't play 90 minutes in Ndombele. I mean, is like an enigma for me. And players who are just piss poor that are being asked to play. They were absolutely dreadful against Wolves and nicked it. They were dreadful against Watford and nicked it. Humiliated by Palace. Yeah. Absolutely piss poor against Chelsea. You know, and I took a couple of people to that game and Scott Blaber was one and come out. Scott doesn't go to a lot of football. You know, and he's a working man. He works some weekends and he came out after the game and he went, that second half, there was just no even effort. He said, it's just horrendous.
Yeah, he went behind.
Somebody I've taken to the game watching it, and I took my son, and he said, you know, just terrible. You know, the facts are they're 19th in shots in the league, they're 17th in goals scored, they're 19th in tackles, they're 15th in possession, they're joint 20th with Norwich in chances created, they're 20th in successful pressure. It is relegation statistics. Any other teams with these sort of statistics over the last four or five seasons has found themselves in the bottom six.
And
that is how they're playing. And it's being masked by the fact that we got a penalty at Wolves, which was a soft penalty, and nicked that. And Wolves missed boatloads of chances. And we did get a hard-fought 1-0 home win to Watford. The opening day at City, which was a good performance, and we did do okay, but that is just seeming to be more of an anomaly now than being the norm of how Tottenham can play. You know, Suggsy came out and the guys were laughing because me and him were like an old man. And again, I don't want to make it the Suggsy podcast, but the guy's an idiot. He came out and said, you know, oh, it's not that bad. And we're fucking terrible. This is a terrible, terrible Spurs team. They are awful.
Worst in a while, I would think.
And Suggsy's big thing was, oh, they're much better than Arsenal. They're much more prospects than Arsenal. And I look at it and go, we're shit. And our best player wants to go. He's going to go in 12 months. He's off.
Yeah.
You know, he's given up and down tools now, and he's going to be off. So I don't know where the bright future is. I mean, if I was thinking on the Monday or Tuesday, you know, they have those walk-ons for darts players and they play it too, don't they? Everyone's got their own. I don't watch a lot of darts, but I know everybody's got their own song, haven't they?
Yeah.
So they come out to whatever. I think Phil Power used to come out to I've Got the Power, did he?
Yeah, he did. Snap, yeah.
I think Suggsy's would be the Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes. I think that's what they play. What a fool believes. Spurs are fucking useless. I just think he does need to stop drinking. I wanted a fair bet with him because he was chirping on about this Arsenal being, and I wanted a fair bet with him that Arsenal finish above Spurs this year. And he offered me £100. So that shows you the extent of his belief. Tottenham are a mid-table to bottom half table team. They're playing like it. Their stats back that up. And in my opinion, they've got a championship level manager. And it will all end in tears at some time and the circus will start again. I genuinely, genuinely believe there is not a chance that Tottenham win this game of football on Sunday. I genuinely believe that. Neither of these teams are great. Let's not pretend they are. Neither, you know, Arsenal aren't a great side. Arsenal are in their own issues. But whilst it's not a fill your boots, I think if you can get over 2.2 Arsenal between, and you can at the minute, and, you know, as I said, they were 2.44 Monday. I had a little nibble at that. I can't personally see anything other than Arsenal win. Arsenal haven't, in the last five times we've played them here, we haven't beaten them. You know, and in that we've been good and they've been shit, apparently, and we can't win then. I genuinely cannot see a prayer that Tottenham win this game on. I think they've got far too much for us up front in Lacazette, Aubameyang, Odegaard. We can't keep goals out, you know, shipping three. I can't see anything other than Arsenal win. And if you can get over 2.2, then Arsenal, it's not a fill your boots, but that's the bet for me. And that breaks my heart to say it. I don't say I want Tottenham to go there and win. I'd love to lose the bet, but I just can't see it. You know, I did say to Goal Gypsy on Twitter 3 weeks ago, I said that you'll beat us to go level on points when we had nine and they had none. And they had Norwich, Burnley and us to come, and we had Palace, Chelsea and them. And I said, you'll beat us on that day to go level on points. And I firmly believe that. I think it's why you got to sing when you're winning. When we are 9 points ahead of them, I've got to get on the pod and sing. But everything backing up Spurs is terrible. It is absolutely fucking terrible. So for me, back Arsenal over 2.2.
And for me, I agree on, I wouldn't want to call the game. I know you've got a strong feeling on Arsenal. I wouldn't want to call it because I just think they're both unpredictable. And on the day, and it's a derby, who knows? I haven't seen Arsenal that much. I've seen Tottenham's last two. And like you said, they were really bad. And for me, the worst I've seen of a Tottenham team for quite a while. I looked at cards and, oh my God, Tottenham get a lot of cards when they come to Arsenal. They average just short of 3 cards a game in their last 11 visits. And they've had 2 or more at land and 8 of those. And the Spurs have got 2 in 4 of their 5 games this season. But unfortunately, the bookies are a bit cleverer than that. And they want me to bet 3 or more cards for Spurs. And I was quite happy to get involved at 2, but not 3. So it's one of those ones I'd say to people that getting towards a decent chance of two cards and the odds on Tottenham are decent in play, then do it then, because they always get them playing them. But yeah, nothing as far as a bet.
Yeah, okay, Maka. Right, and that's it. And then that just brings us to the last one of the Monday night game. Palace versus Brighton. If Matt Stevens is drinking a cup of tea now, it'd be perfect. I said all along Spurs should get Potter.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? Yeah.
4 wins in 5. Got all my hands up at the minute. They're doing well.
Yeah, they are.
You know, Palace played well against us at home. Obviously got stuffed by Liverpool away, which is no, you know, can be expected. Anybody can go there and get beat. Obviously, you've got the fact that they hate each other. It's a big rivalry, these two.
Yeah.
So I've got no bets, and I'm going to plump for Palace to scrape a draw, but I've got no bets. So my only bet, actually, is Arsenal to win over 2.2. So I don't know whether you've got anything at the Palace.
No, I looked at it, and like you, I think it's a very hard game to call. Palace look like they're slowly improving under Vieira. They lost 3-0 at Liverpool, but they did have some decent chances themselves. They beat Spurs 3-0 deservedly so. And, yeah, I think this is a really hard game to call. And like you, I'd fancy a draw, and I don't think Brighton will win. But yeah, I would have to go draw if anything. And Cards, despite their rivalry, nothing stood out at all.
Okay, mate. Right, well, that's it. So it's a quietish week. You've got a few. I've only got the Arsenal bet. As always, people, if you like this pod, it'd be fantastic if you can go on Apple and review it and leave 5-star reviews. 1-star if you like, if you're miserable fuckers.
Yeah.
But if you can leave 5-star reviews,
that'd be great. Spotify
and anywhere else, it does help obviously get the pod listened to by more people, which makes it worthwhile for us to do. Scotty, as always, lovely to speak to you. I will give you a call later about some other bits for the weekend.
All right.
But we'll get this online, and yeah, have a good weekend, everybody.
Yeah, and you up the Spurs.
Yeah, all right, mate. See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.